the truth.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We are speaking with Art in Georgia. If you'd like to call in and give your opinion of our talk today, number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Okay, gentlemen, go ahead.
Okay, so anyway, you say it was done after the Affordable Care Act went into effect. Okay, well, people think I'm crazy when I talk about this, but I tell them I actually have copies of all of these different legislations. When these laws are made, when they're passed, or even in many cases when they're first put out there and debated on, when they first begin even talking about them before they pass them into law, I tend to go and get a copy of it so that I can read through it and know exactly what they're looking to pass as new laws.
Right.
I can't remember exactly where it is, but I actually have a copy of the Affordable Care Act that's in policy right now, and deep within it is a provision that states that during surgical procedures, doctors can. It doesn't say will or shall or must. It says doctors can, meaning they have the ability to and they're allowed to, place within your body an RFID chip. Now, it doesn't...
Right.
I'm not exactly sure if that is designed to tie in with all of this ID 2020 thing, but the way they talk about it and the uses that they say this is for, because supposedly your medical information and all that stuff is supposed to be on this chip that's embedded, I suspect, I don't have any evidence, but I suspect it is tied to this ID 2020, and that chip can be updated. I don't know how they would do it, but I believe that it could be updated to actually be brought into the system, and so that's one of the reasons why they wanted this, and they don't have to ask your permission to do it. That's the key about this whole provision. It says the doctors can insert these tracking chips, but they don't have to ask your permission. So it's possible, but I don't know for certain.
Well, what I do know are on mine and the one in my defibrillator, the one in my heart is supposed to only tell what kind of hardware they added to me. But the one in my defibrillator, literally, I connect to the internet anywhere that there is Wi-Fi. My heart
connects to my machine.
Connects well, to the internet.
If it automatically, and here's the kicker to this, this is how you'll know exactly what you're dealing with. If the chip automatically connects to any Wi-Fi that you come in contact with, it is an updatable chip. So that means it's an updatable chip, and it receives updates, which means that particular chip can be brought into the system with a simple update. So I would say that one probably yes, because it's updatable. That's why it has to connect to the internet. If it can't connect to the internet, it can't be updated, can it?
Right. Well, Wednesday, my little box here in the house flashes, and I got to go hit a button which causes all the data this machine's collected to be transmitted. But here's the thing. When I haven't even been near that box, I've gotten a phone call from this place in San Francisco that asked me, are you feeling okay, Mr. Spencer, because we've detected this or that. So that tells me I'm connected to the internet.
Yep, and anything that can download can also upload. That's the key to this, and people need to understand this. When I went in several years ago, I had to have my jaw rebuilt. My mandible got crushed. I got trampled by a horse. And it messed up. Everything from below the nose down was completely destroyed. So $45,000 to rebuild my bottom part of my face. I went immediately to a buddy of mine, or the people here local. There's an animal hospital that can actually scan for these tracker chips because they have them for pets. So I actually went to them and had them scan me to make sure that they didn't put a chip in me. And fortunately, I didn't get chipped, so I'm okay. But yeah, if it automatically connects to the internet to download, it can also upload, which means it can receive updates. Because this is a two-way thing here.
I'm much more worried about what it can download. I've actually sat there and watched them talk to my machine, you know, on a laptop, and they can tell it to do anything they want.
Yep, two-way communication, you know? Which means all they need is a simple little update, and you're in the system.
Right, or they can just shut off my heart if they want to.
Or they can shut you off and say, okay, you time's up. You know, you lose.
Exactly.
You know,
but it's surgically embedded. There's nothing I can do about it.
Right.
You know, within risk.
Well, you could have it removed, but then what are the risks of having it removed? The defibrillator, you say when the battery runs out, you're just going to have it taken out. And that's probably the smart thing to do, because that's the updatable chip.
Right, and I don't want it anymore. Besides that, even after 3.5-4 years, every time I bump something because I'm so skinny, talk about painful art. Man, feels like somebody's putting a knife in my side.
Yep. Anyway, so that's the deal. Everybody needs to do this. Go to ID2020, the numbers, 2020, ID2020.org. Read every single page. Watch the introductory video. Watch the video about the manifesto. Pay very close attention to everything on this site, because this is the global agenda for the chipping, and they're promoting it. In fact, NBC has already covered this and promoting the chip through means of vaccines, and it's going to be made mandatory. In fact, what a lot of people don't know is this program is already taking place in Austin, Texas, with homeless and people coming across the border. These people are already getting chipped. So it's here, it's now.
Yeah, I did read that, Art. You're 100% correct. I read the news report. I actually watched the video. I forgot what TV channel it was down there. But yeah. That is making some people very nervous from what I've read.
Yeah, and you know, I went to the doctor last week just for a physical, just to get my heart checked and make sure, you know, everything's ticking like it's supposed to. The only thing they found is my potassium's a little high, which is not really an issue. But the first thing they asked me when I went in there was, have you had your flu shot yet? I have severe back issues, which means I have to get treatments like spinal injections and stuff like that to deaden nerves, and radiotherapy to sever nerves in my lower spine, the sciatic, because I am completely messed up. I have torn discs and everything else. So I have to go in for treatments, and which means I have to take a pain medicine. But fortunately, it's a nerve. It's specifically for nerves. It's called gabapentin. Works pretty good. Not bad, but you have
I'm
to have other. And
I'm
but,
on
it, but, it, but it's
pain.
Good, and it's non-addictive. But every time I go to the pharmacy to get it refilled, first thing they want to know is, have you had your flu shot? Every time.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, how many times do I got to tell you people, I don't do vaccines. I don't do vaccines. And but they always got to ask.
Lori says it's time to wrap it up. Nothing against you. But she says it's time to wrap it up. Maybe we got some more callers or something. But, Art, I sincerely appreciate your call, and you call back anytime, buddy.
All right, man. Y'all have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, Rick, any follow-up?
Look, a couple things. First of all, if the boogeyman exists, good. If he doesn't exist, good. As I mentioned before, we have some people in our family, we call the Catholic Nazis, and, you know, everything's got to be just so. It all has to be in a line. It all has to be according to them, but it's almost like voodoo the way they approach things. Now, this doesn't mean, let me tell you right now, this does not mean that these are bad people. It's just that this is the way they think. If you have a task, a horrible task that you want handled, like let's say you want to attack, what's the big abortion bill around, big abortion bill here? What is that? The group of idiots. They do more abortions than anybody. If you want to put a pit bull on their
Parenthood, Rick.
Thank you. If you want to put a pit bull on your ankle, you get one of these people and you put them on the case, and they will, they're like rat dogs. They will shake this thing to death, whereas you don't necessarily have the patience or the time, they will. And so there's nothing wrong with them as people. They just, in my opinion, their take on everything is a little over the top in some areas, and it's maybe not practical from that point of view. The other thing that I would say is that in this, how many times do I have to say this? Does this apply to you? And if it does apply to you, how does it apply to you? Do you want to, we're here to suggest possibly, some modes of behavior, some behavioral, considerations for you, something that you need to maybe while you're driving, turn off the radio and think about for 10 minutes. How does this apply to you? What does it do? I personally don't get vaccinations. They're after me right now to get some kind of shingles thing. I'm not going to do it. Good. The other thing is the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast. Well, look, we'll talk about Paul. Paul, I think it was Paul's letter to the Corinthians, possibly. I can't remember. But it had to do with sacrificed meat, meat sacrificed to false gods. It was cheap because it had been sacrificed to false gods. So there go. The apostles could buy a bunch of it and feed. And, but like Paul said, I am aware that it is only meat. But if I was to lead one of my little ones astray, then I would never eat meat again. So, the mark of the beast does not indicate you're evil. It never said that. They just talk about the mark of the beast. And it's so you can sell and trade. You can buy and sell. It may become necessary, if you want to stay alive. To get a chip somewhere. I don't really know how that's going to work, but that has nothing to do with this voodoo thing, like people in my family will say, oh my God, you're going to hell. Well, I just doubt that very seriously. If you happen to be chipped and you're still doing all the right things, you're just a good person with a chip. That's all you are. And there's no point in going voodoo on it. So having said that, we have probably worn Laurie Spencer out with our voodoo bullshit all morning long, and she has had zero fun. And I think we need to do something about her fun meter, at least for the next 15 or 20 minutes. What do you think, Tim?
Oh, I agree. Let's get off the subject. Let's move to something fun. Let's talk about planting petunias or beans. Let's talk about preserving ham and bacon. Let's get on to fun stuff.
Well,
I agree.
Well, believe it or not, I don't have any of that on the schedule here, but I will tell you.
Well, whatever you want.
First of all, with respect to, and I would like to talk about poutine and carne asada, I think everybody should be entitled to have free choice. And if you want to give yourself coronary artery disease in one single meal, I'm going to help you. And if you don't want to, we can do shish kebab. But before we do that, last week we were talking about black pepper and we were talking about turmeric, and I said, and it just came into my head, I haven't seen this research in a long time, that turmeric, the thing that is so good for you in turmeric is called curcumin, but apparently it is very, very difficult for the human body to uptake it. It's one of those things that isn't terribly bioavailable. So, you know, in large part, a lot of the turmeric that you might be consuming is basically being wasted. Well, in the presence of black pepper, which is another very common herb, and I said that the efficacy or the efficiency of curcumin went up exponentially. Well, and I said, I think 400 or 4,000%. It is 2,000%. I looked it up for you guys. I'm here to do the heavy lifting. Do not get up. Just stay right where you are. So it's 2,000%. So if you were to take a teaspoon or so of turmeric with a half a teaspoon of black pepper, first of all, you got yourself kind of a tasty treat here, in my opinion. If you want to mix it with a little bit of honey, it probably tastes pretty good. The other thing is that, you know, now suddenly your curcumin or your turmeric, which was barely working for you, is now going to be on steroids. So, you know, if you're thinking about taking turmeric as an anti-inflammatory or to keep your blood vessels clean and clear or your digestive tract in order, you know, it's hard to find things that are cheaper than black pepper. I mean, there is something you can buy by the pound. And so, you know, get some, you know, take some of that along with it. Let me, before we do anything more with herbs, let me skip over to Sam the Cooking Guy. This guy is absolutely hysterical. You remember last year about this time, I mentioned poutine. It is something
right.
that they don't just eat it regularly up in the Yukon. If you're in a Kentucky Fried, you're not getting mashed potatoes with your chicken. You're going to get poutine. You're going to get poutine and chicken. That's what you get. That's what they got. That's all you're getting.
Poutine that works.
is essentially French fries with melted cheese and gravy. Okay? Now, you can see right off the bat, you know, this is going to be delicious because I love French fries, even though I don't get them very often. But if you're going to throw in gravy, Thanksgiving, we had a guy there, a young man, hysterical, is in the art. I'm just going to say this much. He is an art major from New York, okay? And he's a really good cook. So you try and piece that together, and I'm not going to help you.
You don't have to, Rick. I can see it now.
Yeah, he is the big, good-looking guy. Anyway, he was cooking dinner for all of us, and this man was busier than a one-armed paper hanger. He keeps yelling over his shoulder, is the gravy thickening up? Is the gravy thickening up? Well, turns out he doesn't know how to, of all the things he can do, and his work was excellent. He doesn't know how to make gravy, so I had to do it. I am really good at making gravy. So I did the gravy. It was a white gravy, a white dripping, had the turkey drippings, all that. But, you know, you get something like that. You get yourself a major gravy on top of French fries with some melted cheese. And there's just no way you can be going wrong. Except that Sam the Cooking Guy has a new spin on it, and it is carne asada. And what he is adding is some beef up on top of this. So beef, not a big honking steak, but what he's doing is taking a decent steak, slicing it up in small pieces, cooking it real fast, putting it up on top of this pile, and pouring the gravy over the whole nine yards. I mean, this, I'm making this. I am. I have to.
All right, buddy. We got a break. Folks, call in numbers 1-800-313-9443. And we'll be back in about 3 minutes. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. Rick was talking about some of our herbs, cumin and turmeric and pepper.
Well, we had actually moved along to cholesterol.
Well, this is true. I just kind of skipped over the cholesterol part.
Yeah.
Well, you know, guys, you know, all somebody's got to do to enjoy those cuisines, you know, make sure you take a good statin, and that'll take out 90% of the effects of the cholesterol buildup, probably.
Yeah, but there's going to be a side effect with that. You can always just stick with cayenne and turmeric and black pepper, and you can eat all this crud you want.
There you go.
Yeah, although, you know, possibly moderation would be... it's something I'm bad at, but you could consider it. I'm just, you know, if you've got more concupiscence, you got more self control than I. Go ahead. By the way, though, if that's not floating your boat, let me tell you something I've been doing a couple times a week now, and it's a little healthier, and it probably is just as tasty, and that is to make shish kebabs. And What you've got in general with a shish kebab is a large metal skewer with some meat or chicken or something and vegetables. And to that end, let me tell you, how I've been doing this, and it works real well. It actually is really good. You're going to make a marinade that's going to be, let's say, a cup of soy sauce and a cup of brown sugar, and then you're going to put in some pepper of some kind and some garlic powder. And you're gonna cut up your meat in pieces. Now, how big you leave the pieces is going to determine cooking time. So if you leave the pieces too large, you're going to ruin the vegetables. And what I find is that a cube that is about an inch square, and then maybe a little thinner, maybe 3/4. If you've got a steak that's 3/4 of an inch thick, just cut 1-inch cubes out of that, and just about the time the veg looks real good, the meat will be medium rare. You're going to drop that. You're going to save some of that marinade because that's going to be your base, and you're going to drop the meat in there overnight if you've got the time, but, you know, a few hours. Skewer that up with some onion wedges, and you know what is unbelievable here is they have these little peppers. They actually look like they're the color of bell peppers, so they're going to be yellow, red, orange, but they've got a small sugar content. They look like a jalapeno, but they're not, and they're a bell pepper type deal, but they've got a pretty decent sugar content. Use some of those, and what I did yesterday, believe it or not, I got to think seriously about this, is I used apple wedges in with all of this, and then you get yourself a barbecue grill, and it needs to be raging hot. You're going to go 3 minutes on each side while you're basting with the leftover marinade. And you talk about it caramelizes on the vegetables. You've got medium rare, although honestly, I think you could leave the meat out. Really do. It is so unbelievable. And first time I did apples yesterday, I must tell you, barbecued, basted apples, caramelized, are unbelievable. They're not terribly sweet, but holy mackerel. I honestly don't know. I like the meat. I like the meat fine, but to tell you the truth, the barbecued peppers and the onions and the apples, and last week I actually took some small chicories, which looks like a little football. It's a bitter kind of a lettuce type situation. Or you could use radicchio, which looks like a little red head of lettuce that you could cut up. This stuff, barbecued and basted, is crazy. It is so good. Really, the meat, in my opinion, great if it's there. But what a meal, and obviously very healthy. So, you know, if I would say have poutine every other day and have this on the other days. If you're a health nut, do 3 and 4, 3 poutine and 4 times with the shish kebab would do it. I think you'd be fine. You don't need expensive meat. I mean, what the process that you're going through with the marinating, you know, you could even use like stew beef if you marinated that overnight. You know what I mean? Because they'll cut up stew chunks for you and give it to you for about nothing. You know, here, just take this away. You can get like a couple pounds of stew meat for like $4. And you could do about 1,000 shish kebabs with that. So if you marinate that long enough, that is going to be unbelievable.
Yep.
Yeah, it's that time, guys. We'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443. Folks, if you want to call in, do it now, or you might not have time, take your call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Rick, you want to go ahead and take it away?
Well, yeah, before we go any further, I will do ginger. I want to talk about ginger for a couple of minutes. But here is something fascinating. You know, we've talked plenty about the changing weather conditions, the growing degree days and the grand solar minimum and all that kind of thing. Kroger, do you know what Kroger is? Do you have any of these?
Say no? Kroger?
Kroger. It's a grocery store food chain.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah. About 40 miles up the road, yeah, we got one.
Yeah, they have tended to focus on smaller markets. Here in St. Louis, they've essentially been put out of business by the bigger joints, but they are doing point-of-purchase hydroponics. In other words, they will have cases in the store. And I've seen a picture of it. It looks a lot like a freezer case, but it wouldn't be. It'd be a hydroponic case. And they're going to be growing greens and microgreens at the point of sale. So they will be providing you with these fresh microgreens, which, you know, it's going to be a super high profit margin situation for them.
Yeah.
They're dodging a lot of things like farmers and transportation costs. You know, they're So they're it's a fascinating. It wouldn't surprise me if this works. You'll be seeing this in Walmart before long, because they're not about to let some little upstart like Kroger get a leg up on them. So that'll be just too fascinating if that actually comes to fruition. The good news, of course, is that, you know, hydroponic sprouts are really good for you. I know Jerry out of Texas is doing that. He sent me a picture of some stuff he's got going on. I think it was broccoli. He's got some hydroponic broccoli he's doing. Anyway, so I don't think we have talked about ginger. It doesn't appear that we have. I do remember mentioning that I had tried to grow it any number of times, and it just sits there in the tray and it just rots. And I, you know, what we find there is that the it has been dipped in a chemical. If you get it at your local grocery store, dipped in a non-sprouting chemical like potato would be, and/or it has been irradiated, which means it's just simply not going to grow. But if you can get the thing going, it's the new niche. And we mentioned this before. It's the new niche product. It's producing, I think it's about $10,000 per 40-foot bed, which is crazy. And it grows under the ground like potatoes. It's a rhizome-type deal, so it kind of multiplies under the ground. And then you do like potatoes. You would take, you know, some parts of it and replant it, and regrow it. So you don't, once you've got it, your expense is nominal. You really don't, you're not buying seeds all the time or seed potatoes or seed ginger. You've got it. You're making your own. This is, believe it or not, it is now, see, we're going to have to talk about how to produce a medication with turmeric, black pepper, and ginger maybe. It reduces pain. It's a better painkiller than NSAIDs, according to many college studies. Nausea, motion sickness, morning sickness, arthritis, inflammation, skin trouble. It is a really decent prebiotic. So for digestion, it is first class. And I believe we talked about, you know, maybe I'm having deja vu. Ginger beer, you can buy, it's soda, it's not beer. It's essentially a soft drink, but it is hotter than Hades. It is really spicy. Ginger beer on ice is a lot of fun. And
I
if you yeah, and it's it tastes good, and it's good for you. And you know, if you're pregnant, it's certainly going to help. It's a way to alleviate your morning sickness. And then again, you know, I have to think that if you were clever enough, I bought one of these capsule makers. You make your own double-aught gel capsules, and I bought, and they don't charge you anything for gelatin capsules. They're empty. They come empty. And you can fill them yourself. But if, you know, if you had some curcumin capsules and some black pepper capsules and some ginger capsules, now you can buy all this. But of course, they're going to want money for it. But if you made your own, you know, if you could find a way to have an intelligent proprietary mix of three or four of these things, you'd have a really decent anti-inflammatory herb with no side effects, and you know, you would have you know, also something that's maybe get some cayenne in there. Something that's keeping your arteries clear and inflammation down. That would be, I think, that would be. You'll probably never get it past the FDA, of course, because you know the people in charge of telling you no can't wait to tell you no. But you know, I don't see why you couldn't use it yourself or provide it for your family. Or sneak it into a farmer's market, or whatever you're going to do.
Right.
Hey Rick, we have a caller on the line. Derek in Florida on line 5.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Derek.
Hello, sir. Is diatomaceous earth, is that pretty good to put on my spaghetti squash to keep the worms out?
Yeah, DE. I store some of it. I was looking at it a couple days ago. I've got, I guess, a half a dozen fives of it. It's as light as a feather. It's in your toothpaste. What it does, it's diatoms, which are a prehistoric, I think, sea life, but it is so jagged that it'll do two things. If you consume it, it will, if you've got parasites, that would take care of that. Some people drink diatomaceous earth water. Some people, when they put food, my brother, when he stores food in a bucket, he'll put a couple tablespoons, sift it over the top. That way, if any nits get loose, they won't get very far. DE works. It's slow. I mean, make no mistake about it. They have to eat some of it. So, you know, while they're munching on your crop, they'll be eating that. So, you know, it takes several days to actually work. It's not like, it's not like pyrethrum or anything like that, which is instantaneous. This stuff actually just cuts their digestive tract to shreds, and that's the end of it. But it does take a while.
Gotcha. And the bag I got, it came with a little duster. Do I just dust it on the spaghetti squash, or do I put it on there kind of liberally?
Well, I put a bunch of that on some stuff and got it next to my rosemary, and it killed the rosemary. So you want to be a little careful about how you do this. But, yeah, I would use the duster. It just doesn't take very much. The rain, of course, tends to rinse it off. So, you know, this is something that has to be reapplied. Dust it on there. See if you can also get it to the underside of the leaves where the little green worms tend to hang out. You know, so kind of shoot it upwards. Yeah, you don't want to do it. I mean, you don't want to have a white plant when you're finished, or it'll have a deleterious effect on the plant. But yeah, as long as you get a light coating of powder on there, that's going to do it.
Nice. Have you heard of pet dust? Is that any good?
Heard what? What?
Pet dust, like PET, pet dust.
Is it the same thing? Is it?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I was at a nursery and I asked them, and they said, "Well, for food, it'd be it's called pet dust." And I just didn't know if you've heard of
that. For pets.
Yeah, PET, pet dust.
So you're gonna put it on the pet. Well, is it D? Is it also?
No, I'm gonna put it on my. I don't know. I was just gonna put it on my spaghetti squash.
Man, I don't know what's in that stuff. I really don't. I just couldn't. You better read the ingredients. I mean, pet dust. You know, in general, pet shampoos, if that's what it is, will have some pyrethrin in it, which knocks insects down immediately. It paralyzes them completely. Doesn't kill them, but it just paralyzes them, so they may as well be dead. And it may have that. I use pyrethrin on my plants because it's technically non-toxic, although if you read the instructions, they'll tell you not to drink it, and I think that's a good idea. But I use it because it's spaghetti squash. I mean, you know, you're gonna probably wash that off when you take it in the house, so I'm not too concerned, you know, about something like that. I am very careful about what I put on things like lettuce and kale, you know, because that's a little more difficult to deal with. But when it comes to things like tomatoes and squash and stuff, you know, I pretty much get with it.
And have you heard of washing your vegetables with baking soda and water?
I typically just use a light solution to Dawn. You know, wash them off. You know, wash them off with some soap water and dry them. That's what I do. No, I have not.
A lot of people do them. A lot of people do baking soda and water.
Yeah, like say if you're not growing, if you get it from the store, you know, I've heard it's good to use baking soda and water, better than just water.
my grandmother and them used to do it all the time, so even we do it.
Oh, interesting. All righty, guys. That was my question. Y'all have a good day.
You're welcome, hon. You have a great weekend.
Right. Thanks.
Okay.
Yes.
So?
Well, I do have one comment. I want to clear up. I don't know if we're right toward the end of the show, but I do have a... People have called up, and I think, you know, they're rightfully, I think, concerned about NPK fertilizers and, you know, putting them on your garden beds and whether or not the salts accumulate and all that. And, you know, my opinion is they don't, that you farm them off. They essentially get it eaten and then, you know, whatever. But I want to make one thing clear about this is when it comes to a mature no-dig bed, in other words, you've got a bed that you're overlaying with compost on a regular basis, you've got everything in that bed that you would find in a bed that has been laced with some regular fertilizer. Everything is going on there because the microbes are breaking down the organics into non-organics, which is NPK. That's what they're breaking it down into. And so after a period of several years, that mature bed essentially can take care of itself. So I want to clear that up. I know that there's some people are probably largely critical of my attitude toward MPKs and beds. I will use both of these things interchangeably. You know, if my bed's too new and it just doesn't have what it takes to produce an intelligent amount of food, I augment with MPK. But if you're lucky enough to have a bunch of mature beds and you've been taking care of them, in other words, you've been overdressing with some compost and stuff, then you might want to use a mild MPK here and there. Most market gardeners do, or turkey compost or chicken compost was pretty expensive stuff, but that's really all you need. So, you know, one is not a substitute for the other. I don't know if I've ever really expressed my exact opinion, you know, on, you know, the feed the soil, feed the plant thing. That is, of course, all correct, but we're talking about time. You're talking about time which you may or may not have any of. If something horrible happens soon, and it happens quick, you don't have 2, 3, 4 years for a bed to mature to the point where it's producing intelligent amounts of food. You're going to have to use some MPK. So anyway, I just wanted to clear that point up.
Well, we have time for one more caller, and we do have one on the line, Rick. We have Chris in Florida on line 9. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. About gelatin capsules, I used to just take all my supplements whole, but, you know, with the gelatin, all the supplements I take, I figured all the gelatin would be good for collagen. But I stopped because now I just empty the capsules into my mouth because found out that all the gelatin, if it's not organic, it's has glyphosate in it, you know, the weed killer that's in Roundup.
Uh-huh.
So I just wanted to warn you about that. But the diatomaceous earth, I really wanted to comment on. I do take it. Some people, though, feel kind of like it clogs them up. And it's because I think it mechanically destroys the good gut flora. So you want to supplement separately with probiotics and prebiotics. You know, how it mechanically kills the parasites. Well, same is true, apparently, for the good gut flora, from what I've heard. It's rich in silica, so it's great for building collagen, connective tissue, all your tissues. I found a study that it's helpful in reversing arterial sclerosis and atherosclerosis. So there are a lot of good benefits to it. The way it kills the pests is... The two other ways I've heard of is that it mechanically clogs up their breathing apparatus, and also slices up their exoskeleton, so that's why it might take 2 or 3 days for them to dehydrate after they've been cut up by the diatoms.
Wow, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, good stuff. There's also other good sources. there are other good sources of silica, like bamboo capsules that are that I found. That's a very high source of silica if you don't want the drawbacks of diatomaceous earth. And I know a pool guy, by the way, who says that he has customers who actually take the pool filtration stuff, although I've always heard it recommended to not take the food grade only, which is what I do, since I have almost 100 pounds of it. That's what I'm going to stick with. I don't know if anyone has experience with the pool filtration diatomaceous earth.
Well, I will tell you that I look at them. I look at them and they look identical, and I've wondered if they aren't the same thing because they charge like four times more for food grade.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our last break, and we'll be back in a few moments with our closing thoughts for the day. Please hold on.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. We've had a really good show today, but gentlemen, it is that time. So who would like to go first with their closing thoughts for today?
I have only about two sentences. I'll just do it. We're into that time of the year. I think everyone knows Thanksgiving just came and went, and we're going into the Christmas holidays. You're going to be around, you know what the old joke was, family. Well, They may not be the kind of people that you'd like around, but if you want to see them, you'll have to travel. Be kinder than you think you need to be, just for the heck of it, just because you can. And I want to borrow an old cowboy adage, which is, remember, the sins you commit drunk, you will pay for sober. So that would be all I got to say.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
All right, babe.
Thank you, Rick. Well, folks, like Rick was saying, holiday season's coming up. It can be very stressful for many reasons. The only advice I can offer is think before you talk. I'm infamously notorious for opening my mouth and 3 seconds later wishing I hadn't. That's really the only advice I can offer for these holidays. That and or if you're a mellow drunk, stay drunk. If you have a lot of family around, it does help. No, I didn't say that, did I? All right, folks. Lori, go ahead.
All right. Just remember, guys, like the gentleman said, it is the holiday season. Try to be kind to each other. People do try to do that around this time of year, which we should do all year long, but we don't. Remember the homeless and the elderly. Check on them, see if there's anything they need or might need help with. Please remember our servicemen and women who are either home or overseas and their families who stay behind. Other than that, I'd like to say thank you to our sponsors, our sponsor Extendivite, and please, if you can, give to RBN. Just go to their website, republicbroadcasting.org, and donate whatever you can. We at RBN here would appreciate it tremendously. Either a one-time donation or a monthly donation, it would be great. Until then, all I can say is God bless. Thank you for tuning in, and we will talk with you next weekend. God bless.
Okay, great, Lori. Well, folks, it's been a good show, I think. Didn't get to go a lot of the places I know Rick wanted to go and I wanted to go, but you can only do so much on finances. To me, it's like a football game. I don't have a dog in the fight, but it's fun to watch. We'll see what happens. Well, that's it for the day, folks. We'll be back same time, same channel next week. Hope you all can call in and listen. So everybody have a fun, safe week, and may God rest the souls of President Jefferson Davis and General Robert E. Lee. Bye-bye, folks.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.